This is a recording of Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spoth for Sunday, January 31st, 2016. Retirement Protection Radio can be heard every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. here on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
WMAL News at 10. Good morning. I'm Steve Burns. It is the last full day of campaigning for presidential contenders in Iowa. The caucuses that count are Monday night, and it's a full day for them to be sure.
The 13 candidates still campaigning in the Hawkeye State have 38 events scheduled for today. GOP frontrunner Donald Trump will follow the wide Missouri River along the western edge with two stops, one in Council Bluffs, the other in Sioux City. Looking to hold back Bernie Sanders, Democrat Hillary Clinton will hit both those cities, plus have a caucus eve rally tonight here in the capital city. Bob Costantini, Des Moines.
And the candidates are honing their final sales pitches on the Sunday morning shows. Ted Cruz is on Fox News Sunday.
This race is a simple choice. A vote for Marco Rubio is a vote for amnesty, and a vote for Donald Trump is a vote for Obamacare.
Bernie Sanders on CNN State of the Union.
Our issues are out there. People are really enthusiastic. And if people come out to vote, I think you're going to look at one of the biggest political upsets in the modern history of our country.
The last Des Moines Register Bloomberg poll before the caucuses has Donald Trump ahead of Ted Cruz, 28-23. The two are making a last-minute effort to attract evangelical voters.
Really what this race is going to come down to, and it is a cliche, we say it all the time, is the turnout. I mean, the Cruz campaign is banking heavily on what it believes is probably the most aggressive turnout operation that they and any campaign has put here in Iowa. They have thousands of volunteers on the ground, and whether or not some of those voters, those more religious-minded, social conservative voters, will come to the polls.
Correspondent Manu Raju. The two remaining violent fugitives who broke out of a Southern California jail 8 days ago are now back in custody.
Larry Gray originally thought the man police were arresting was a homeless person until he heard the tone of the officer's commands.
Get on the ground! Get on the ground! I knew right then that that was more than a homeless person. You know? And then I saw the complexion of the guy that was on the internet and in the newspaper. So.
That guy was 37-year-old Jose Nayeri, the one suspected of being the ringleader behind the escape. Police say an unidentified tipster recognized him and the white van linked to the prisoners.
That's correspondent Dan Simon. A Virginia Tech student's been arrested in the murder of a 13-year-old girl. Blacksburg, Virginia Police Chief Anthony Wilson says 18-year-old David Eisenhower of Columbia, Maryland, was arrested after Nicole Lovell's remains were found in North Carolina.
Since the discovery of Nicole and through consultation with Montgomery County's Commonwealth Attorney Mary Pettit, we've also just charged Eisenhower with first-degree murder.
Lovell had disappeared last week after climbing out of a bedroom window, according to her parents. Looks like the Virginia GOP's controversial loyalty pledge is no more. The party this weekend scrapping plans to make Republican primary voters sign a pledge they will vote Republican before they can turn in their ballot. The measure got national attention after Donald Trump called it a suicidal mistake that might turn away voters not traditionally associated with either political party. Virginia's primaries are set for March 1st. And nobody likes paying tolls, but one group says that is the best way forward on I-66.
The alternative to tolls is to widen trouble spots along the interstate.
It would likely just move the bottleneck a little farther down the road.
Stuart Schwartz with the Coalition for Smarter Growth says that's a short-sighted solution.
There is a real problem of induced traffic, that if you expand roadway capacity in a very successful metropolitan region like ours, the new road capacity will fill up in record time.
The tolls are part of a much larger package with more long-term benefits, he says.
It's a package of tolls that for the first time allow single occupant vehicles to go in travel inside the beltway on I-66 in the peak hour. Continued use of carpool.
Nicole Roz on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Traffic and weather's up next.
When winter's worst wallops Washington, depend on WMAL.
Blizzard conditions.
Plenty of school announcements this morning because of the weather.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan.
They're going to keep working 24 hours a day.
Everything you need to know is right here.
Representative Barbara Comstock of Virginia.
Good to be with you.
Montgomery County Executive Ike Luggett.
Thank you for having me.
Right here at the Capitol.
Wisconsin Avenue.
In Arlington, Caroline Tucker on WMAL.
We've got you covered here.
Depend on the WMAL Storm Center, on air and online.
Does the devil exist? Is there really a fallen angel named Lucifer? When you are tempted, is it really the product of an evil Satan? Russia's master of horror, Sergei Mavrodi, introduces you to Lucifer's Son, Book 1 of the Temptation Chronicles, a national bestseller in Russia. Kirkus Review calls it protracted but deliciously creepy explorations of the macabre. Christine Morris of Forward Review says, Lucifer's Son lays bare the depravity of the human heart as everyday men make bargains with the devil to obtain their desires. Follow the unrelated yet overlapping vignettes. Igor sells his soul on television and deals with the consequences. Andre struggles to survive an unforgiving forest. Lucifer's son will fill you with fear and anxiety, and you won't be able to put it down until the terrifying conclusion. Lucifer's Son, Book 1 of The Temptation Chronicles, by Sergei Mavrodi. Available in ebook or paperback at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and find bookstores everywhere.
10:05 here on your Sunday morning here on WMAL. We head back into the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Dave Michaels with his eyes on the road.
Well, the good news is they've cleaned up the problem that was at Baltimore-Washington Parkway northbound just before the NASA Goddard Space Flight Center. That's all clear. Traffic's moving through there a lot easier. Stalled car that we had also earlier on the inner loop, that's also been cleared away. So traffic right now around the district is moving at or near posted speeds. Now, from the GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We head to the mid-50s. Partly cloudy today, down to the mid-40s tonight, upper 50s to near 60 tomorrow. Afternoon showers come in, then partly cloudy around 50 for Tuesday, low 60s, maybe thunderstorms on Wednesday. Right now, 39 in Burke, 43 in Germantown, 40 here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
Larry Spoth is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors Incorporated, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Retirement Protection Solutions, Retirement Wealth Advisors, and WMAL are not affiliated.
Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendations to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested.
Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spoth. When it comes to retirement planning, Larry Spoth has two basic rules. Rule number one, never lose money. Rule number two, don't forget rule number one.
Okay.
Now is the time to put your retirement money to work for you by avoiding taxes while preparing for rising health care costs, inflation, and market volatility.
I'll do it.
Visit Larry Spoth at RetirementProtectionRadio.com or call today for your free personal appointment, 800-611-1952. And now, Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spoth.
Hello and welcome to Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spoth. My name is Michelle Wright. Thank you so much for taking some time out of your very busy weekend schedule to join us here. We really appreciate it. Let me go ahead, give you our phone number. It's 800-611-1952. That's 800-611-1952. Feel free to shoot Larry an email, Larry@retirementprotectionradio.com, or head to the web, retirementprotectionradio.com. We have got a packed show for you today, but before we jump into that, I want to say hello to you, Larry. How you doing today?
I'm doing great, Michelle, and good morning to all my friends and WMAL listeners in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia, of course. I hope you're having a nice weekend and finally dug out from the massive snowstorm last weekend. You know, Michelle, I think we're going to need to really talk about and dig into, again, what we look at this market doing this year, because we know we ended last year volatile and sideways, right?
Right.
And we all know how this year started out on the downside. And so we really need to get into that and, again, talk about how to protect our assets, grow them, and set up that critical piece called lifetime income, right?
Right. And I think that that's a great point. And especially if folks are sitting there and they're watching and they're wondering, okay, well, let's deal with the economy, because it's not just the U.S. economy anymore. It's the world economy. And recently, the World Economic Summit wrapped in Davos, Switzerland. And that has a lot of folks wondering what's in store for the markets around the globe for the rest of 2016. Now, economist Noriel Rubini tells Bloomberg, you know, there is a way to stop a global bear market. He says it won't be easy.
I think that it's going to depend very much on, first, the economic data. They're going to be murky for China and the U.S. for another couple of months, given the noise. And it's going to depend now on the policy reaction. I think the signals that now came from the ECB is already a positive one. I think that the increase in the Fed is going to have to recognize they cannot go on in March. That's going to be positive. The PBOC will have to act. And probably even the BOJ is going to have to act by March. If those things happen, maybe you stop this correction from becoming a full bear market.
So Noriel right there had a lot of acronyms in there, but
yes, he did.
As economic leaders are trying to figure out really how to handle this slowdown that is going to happen around the globe, is there a way that we can protect our nest eggs to not slow down at the pace of the markets?
Well, there is, Michelle, and I'll touch on that. But I, for one, I definitely fear a bear market or a downward trending market, right? So we saw a little stability start to emerge this past Monday at the beginning of the week, or at least let's just say the bleeding was, you know, slowed down a little bit, right? We lost, you know, a lot the prior week, and maybe we gained back just a pinch. But the fact remains, the core problem of worldwide demand still exists, and so we believe this volatile market will continue in a downward trend this year. On our end, clients utilizing the asset lock model and asset class allocation methodology, we're defensively postured and looking for a new entry point already, Michelle, and it will happen. The key with market-based investments is to get out with the goal of protecting your value, then getting back in at the appropriate asset time, or then getting back in at the appropriate time and in the appropriate asset class. So when we're beginning to move back up, Michelle, if we're market-based investments versus the hybrid annuities we use sometimes, we want to get out and get back in, right? We want to miss most of the downside and capture most of the upside. So this takes constant management and is what we call tactical asset class management. My question to you is this. Did you get out at or near the top? And are you positioned to get back in and capture the upside? Does your portfolio manager automatically do this for you every week, every month? And so if not, you know, Michelle's going to give out the number. So we'll teach you how to do that and how to take advantage of that strategy. And we call that active management asset class style, right?
Right.
The second choice, Michelle, if we're not in the market like that, and we want complete safety from that point of view, the second choice is not necessarily to be in the market, but rather to be indexed to the market. So in this case, we would use that very, very specific hybrid indexed annuity. And if you pick the right one, it'll protect you from that downside market-linked risk like the bear market we're talking about, and yet will allow you to capture that indexed upside potential when and if it happens. And we know it will. We just don't know when. Right?
Right.
And so this is what I like to call the safe side of your portfolio, right? So we're still able to collect a 10% match on funds rolled into the hybrid index annuity. So let's say you're rolling an IRA or a 401k or a TSP. We're still able to get you a 10% match and lock that in. So not only do we use the hybrid index annuity for protection of our asset, we use it for income planning, right? So the income rider captures a 10% match plus 6% compounded, so that's 16%, Michelle, after 1 year. And that number converts to income. And so when we're looking at people's portfolios, we're trying to find a balance, and every single person is different. Mm-hmm. So what I mean by balance is this, Michelle. Some of your assets, if your income needs are not met, I think need to go into a specific hybrid index annuity with the income rider, because it'll give you a specific guaranteed income for life. Kind of like if you had a government pension, you're not worried about it going away, hopefully.
Right.
And so your Social Security and different things added in like that. So if you're a little bit short on the income side, that's what we use that tool for. If you want to keep money in the market invested, then we want to use that tactical asset allocation model with asset lock working to help us protect the downside risk if there is a catastrophic event. So there's balance, Michelle. You don't always put all your money into an annuity like that. Never. But you got to find a balance, and that's what we help people do, is find a balance, income versus market-based. Does that make sense?
That makes great sense. And really what it is, and I think you hit on it, is not everything is – or it's not all – one thing or all the other thing. It's really a balance that's based on your specific scenario. And Larry, that's what you and the team at Retirement Protection Solutions do, is you look at people's specific scenarios and help them determine what would work best for them.
That's exactly right. So of course, we want as much return as possible. Who doesn't, right? With the least amount of risk, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we need to find that balance. Your base income needs to be guaranteed. That's my main point right there. Let's say, for example, you have a pension and maybe Social Security, but your base income need is $20,000 short, mm-hmm. right? You need to come up with another $20,000. Now, if you take all that money out of your market-based investments, okay, we have a great program for that with our asset allocation models, and you'll probably be okay. But I would rather have a guarantee that I'm going to be okay. So as an example, let's say you're 60,
mm-hmm.
and you plan to retire at 65.
Okay.
So based on your pension and your Social Security, so you kind of know what that's going to be at age 65, 5 years from now, you're going to be short $20,000, let's just say.
Mm-hmm.
You fix that problem with that very specific hybrid index annuity with the income rider. So here's the number. So when I did it and I ran it in the software, I can come up with a guarantee from an insurance company that if I roll in $280,000 today for a 60-year-old single man, right?
Mm-hmm.
We captured the 10% match. We captured 6% compounded growth per year on the income rider. So at age 65, I already know without any market risk, I know for sure his income is going to be $20,196 to the penny because it's compounded interest.
Right.
So the problem is solved. Now we want to balance the rest of his assets if he has them. And of course he would, or we wouldn't put it all into the annuity, but we would balance that and leave the rest of his assets maybe in the market. Or maybe we added in some laddered increasing income to offset inflation and things like that in smaller increments and index annuities. But the other part of his assets, the bulk of the money, sure, it's in the market, but we're going to use that asset lock tool to help protect on the downside risk over there. And we're going to manage it through active asset class management. So we're trying to get out at the top and in at the bottom. Does that make sense?
That does make sense. Let me go ahead, give you the phone number so you can call in, set up an appointment, find out more about how these tools and strategies we're discussing here can work for you and your specific situation. That phone number is 800-611-1952. That's 800-611-1952. Feel free to shoot Larry an email, larry@retirementprotectionradio.com, or give a call, 800-611-1952. When you do call in, feel free to schedule an in-person appointment or a brief over-the-phone consultation. And you'll ask a couple questions. Larry will ask you a couple questions. The team will ask you a couple questions. They'll be able to help you determine what is best for you. Because, Larry, you're not looking to pitch people. You're not looking to sell things to anybody. You want to educate folks on what is going on and what would be best for their specific scenario.
That's exactly right, Michelle. So we'll teach people how to – you can't really do anything when you meet me. Okay, so finally – let's say we had a 2-minute, 3-minute, 5-minute consultation over the phone and we decided to set up an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really do anything at the appointment, nor would you probably, right?
Right.
But here's the thing. If you're listening to this radio program today and we see where the markets are and we know what we got last year and we know what we got the first couple of weeks this year, if you're panicky about your stock portfolio when markets fall like this, the problem isn't the market, it's your portfolio management. I mean, market sell-offs aren't fun. We all know that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're starting to wonder about when to freak out and sell under a big market decline, that's a sign your portfolio is too aggressive or not actively managed. So again, by actively managed, I mean this. If you're going to be in the market, you want to have a team behind you that's actively managing what asset class you're in. And if the market is predicted to go down by our analytics, so a lot of our portfolios got very defensive, essentially, if you want to call it that, kind of got out of the market. Now, maybe we were in bonds or things like this, so that we were able to get back in when our analytics tell us the market is at the bottom, so we want to ride it back up. So you should know, if you don't know that your portfolio is being managed by that, call us and we'll point you in the right direction.
So let me give you that phone number to call. It's 800-611-1952. That's 800-611-1952. Feel free to shoot Larry an email, Larry@retirementprotectionradio.com. You can always head to the web as well, retirementprotectionradio.com, or go ahead, jot this number down, call in, schedule an over-the-phone consultation or a personal in-person appointment, 800-611-1952. I want you to stay tuned, because coming up next on Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spoth, how could the upcoming election affect your retirement? Don't know? Stay tuned, because we're going to talk about it next.
There's an old saying, a goal without a plan is nothing more than a wish. If one of your goals is a comfortable retirement, it's going to take more than just wishing to make it happen. Fortunately, Larry Spoth and the team at Retirement Protection Solutions can help. One of the biggest fears people have about retirement is outliving their assets. But Larry can show you how to set up a stream of income that'll continue through your retirement years. He'll customize a strategy to help you achieve the kind of retirement you deserve. Instead of just wishing, why not take the first step to actually making something happen? Call Larry today at 800-611-1952 and schedule a complimentary retirement review. That's 800-611-1952. Or visit retirementprotectionsolutions.com. And don't forget to join Larry Sunday mornings at 10 for Retirement Protection Radio, right here on WMAL. By contacting us, you may be provided with information regarding the purchase of insurance products, including annuities. Licensed in Virginia, Maryland, and the District of Columbia.
Hey, it's Chris Plant. You know, living in D.C., we do a lot of walking. But if your feet hurt, then walking can be quite painful and difficult every day. I've got a way you can solve that problem. Visit the Good Feet store in Rockville on Rockville Pike and at their new location in Vienna at Maple and Park. I know people who experience pain with each step they take. I like to tell them about the arch supports I got from the Good Feet store and how I was able to test drive my orthotics and how I was helped by a real live person. Don't settle for cheap drugstore imitations that you buy the same place you get your toothpaste. Go to my friends, the experts, and stop suffering with foot, knee, ankle, and even back pain. Get to the Good Feet store and feel the difference today. Stop living in pain and get your life back. Go to the Good Feet store, located at Rockville Pike in Edmundston, next door to Total Hockey, and now also in Vienna at Maple and Park. Go to the Good Feet store, the place to go when your feet hurt. That's the Good Feet store. And tell them Chris Plant sent you.
Built for business. Comcast Business is offering 25 megabits per second internet from $69.95 a month. That means if you're still using slow DSL from the phone company, you have a decision to make. Do you switch to Comcast Business and get more speed for faster downloads, or stick with slow DSL and watch your business stutter from slow speeds? Do you get internet that stays fast when other people are online, or keep using slow DSL and have your employees struggle with lag time? The choice is yours. Switch to Comcast Business and get 25 megabits per second of fast, reliable internet from just $69.95 a month. Or stick with slow DSL and get slower speeds and more downtime at work. Make the smarter choice. Ditch slow DSL and switch today. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 3/31/16. Restrictions apply. 2-year contract and subscription to Comcast Business Voice and Business TV required. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
Are you living with prostate enlargement? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest. Is there a drop in your romantic life? Prostate problems don't go away on their own, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it for free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-847-8157. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-847-8157. That's 1-800-847-8157. 1-800-847-8157.
I'll be live in Des Moines for the Iowa caucuses. Join Brian and Larry tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 on WMAL.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, welcome back to Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spoth. My name is Michelle Wright. Thank you so much for taking some time out of your very busy weekend schedule to join us here. We really appreciate that. That, of course, the theme song to Laverne and Shirley. And, you know, that debuted on ABC 40 years ago. It was an instant hit on TVs around the country. Fun fact, here you go, Laverne and Shirley, another spinoff of Happy Days. And another fun fact, because I remember these things, it used to come on right after Happy Days, Tuesday nights, 8:30 on ABC.
You're just a regular trivia nut, Michelle.
I know. It's really quite scary. And you know, another thing that some folks find scary is this election season. Man, it feels like it's been going on forever. And we talked with friend to our show and national best-selling author Patrick Kelly about the effect that an election year might have on the markets and on our money decisions. And here's what he said.
Historically, election years have been quite volatile. Sometimes before, sometimes after. There's uncertainty of which party is going to have the most power and what that's going to do to taxes and investment. It matters if your money is exposed to the market where there's potential for loss, but there are things that can protect your money, so it really makes it a non-issue. If you know that you can never lose money in a strategy but still have the opportunity for growth, then it really doesn't matter what political party gets in power, if you will. So I think what the right strategy can do in an election year is allow people to take action and not just park their money on the sidelines, because that's what a lot of people do. They say, well, wait till the election is over, because they're fearing volatility. Well, volatility is no longer your enemy, but rather your friend. You can use that to your advantage.
So, Larry, Patrick is talking about taking advantage of the market's volatility. How can we do that?
Okay, so let's kind of paint a picture, if we will, okay, Michelle?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say this year, now we already know last year didn't end very well, but let's say this year ends down and you were planning on retiring, let's say in 5 years,
mm-hmm.
okay? So now you have to make up losses, right? Because you were flat last year and you're down this year. So what will next year bring you, the year after this year? World economies are contracting, Michelle, and I doubt that will be fixed overnight.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say next year is flat or down as well. Heck, lots of analysts are calling for a recession, right? Now what are you going to do? You're off track. You're behind. Well, let's start today. Let's come back full circle to where we are today and compare possible outcomes. Let's say we use this hybrid index annuity, like kind of what Patrick is talking about there, and the income rider. So 10% match plus 6% compounded every year, regardless of market volatility. So that's 10% plus 6% plus 6%, or let's say in a 2-year period, 22% growth, guaranteed with no market risk, right? That's over a 2-year period. So let's say the market was down or in a recession. Sure, of course, I would take the 22% guaranteed. Who wouldn't? So I come back to what I talked about earlier, balance. And to be sure, most annuities I hate, Michelle, and you know that.
Mm-hmm.
But this one I love for the income rider. I just want financial security, income security when I retire. I want to hit my goal income when I retire. And I use this specific tool to get where I want to be, if that kind of makes sense, especially in a downward trending market.
Right. And that's the thing, is really to be able to take a look, see what's going to work for you, your specific scenario right now in this market scenario and this market space that we're currently in. So if you want to find out how that'll work, if you want to find out more about the tools and strategies we've been discussing here, how they apply to protect the money that you have worked so hard to earn, let me give you this phone number. It's 800-611-1952. That's 800-611-1952. Feel free to shoot Larry an email, larry@retirementprotectionradio.com, or go ahead and call 800-611-1952. Now stay tuned, because coming up next on Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spoth, we're going to hear from the real life men that inspired the movie that's out now, 13 Hours, The Secret Soldiers of Benghazi. That's on the way next.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, parents of children with asthma, here's another hit from the Breathe Easies.
Come on and clean up the mold. Whoa. Clean up the mold. Whoa. Mold can trigger asthma in kids young and old. Come on and clean up the mold. Whoa. Clean up the mold in your house.
Whoa. This song may be fun, but childhood asthma is not. Preventing asthma attacks can be as simple as cleaning up the mold and mildew in your house. For more Breathe Easy tips to help stop asthma attacks, go to noattacks.org, brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 10:30. Good morning. I'm Steve Burns. At least 45 people have been killed in a bombing just south of Damascus, Syria, with an ISIS website claiming it was carried out by their supporters. Comes as both sides of Syria's civil war are in Geneva, gathered to discuss ways to end the violence that's left thousands dead.
I think everyone knows how tough this is, but the belief is if you don't do something, it will only continue and potentially get worse. And we see at the moment how this escalates. You have a massive amount of migrants streaming into Europe. It's divisive in Europe. It's causing problems there. And also the tensions escalate and ripple throughout the region.
Correspondent Nick Robertson there. D.C. police asking for the public's help in finding a missing 11-year-old girl. She was last seen on Alabama Avenue Southeast. Destiny Amari Haney's described as a black female, 5'3", about 130 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. Last seen wearing a two-tone dark blue and light blue jacket with an orange shirt and camouflage pants. Last seen on Thursday at 9:30. Anyone with more info should call D.C. police. And the 22nd Screen Actors Guild Awards is in the books, and the race for Oscar gold could be evening out.
Less than a month away from the Oscars, and Spotlight's gotten another spotlight. The film took the actor honor for Best Cast in a Motion Picture. It also won Best Picture at this year's Critics' Choice Awards. Leonardo DiCaprio was named by his peers as the best lead actor in a film for The Revenant. DiCaprio says it's quite an honor.
This coming from my fellow actors, it means a great deal. It really means a great deal to me.
Brie Larson won the actor for Best Actress in a Film for Room. On the TV side, the cast of Downton Abbey won for Outstanding Cast in a Drama Series. And in comedy, the cast of Orange is the New Black. Backstage at the Screen Actors Guild Awards,
Jim Roop on WMAL and WMAL.com.
We'll bring you traffic and weather up next here on WMAL.
Jamie Whitten, once again keeping an eye on traffic for you each morning.
I check out all the traffic cameras. I check out all the backups, delays. But I make sure I get that coffee first.
Every 10 minutes, first on the fives.
Thank you for having me back.
Depend on WMAL.
There's an old saying, a goal without a plan is nothing more than a wish. If one of your goals is a comfortable retirement, it's going to take more than just wishing to make it happen. Fortunately, Larry Spoth and the team at Retirement Protection Solutions can help. One of the biggest fears people have about retirement is outliving their assets. But Larry can show you how to set up a stream of income that'll continue through your retirement years. He'll customize a strategy to help you achieve the kind of retirement you deserve. Instead of just wishing, why not take the first step to actually making something happen? Call Larry today at 800-611-1952 and schedule a complimentary retirement review. That's 800-611-1952. Or visit retirementprotectionsolutions.com. And don't forget to join Larry Sunday mornings at 10 for Retirement Protection Radio, right here on WMAL. By contacting us, you may be provided with information regarding the purchase of insurance products, including annuities. Licensed in Virginia, Maryland, and the District of Columbia.
10:33 here on WMAL, checking on traffic and weather, starting off with Dave Michaels in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Earlier problems around the district have all been cleared away. Traffic is moving quite well, especially on the north side of the district. You're going to find traffic moving quite well at this point. No delays across the outer loop. And if we're looking on the east side of the district right now, as you're traveling toward Highway 50, you're going to find traffic at or near the posted speeds both north and southbound. Now, the GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We head to the mid-50s, partly cloudy today, mid-40s tonight, and we keep warming up from there. Upper 50s to near 60 tomorrow, afternoon showers rolling in. And for Tuesday, partly cloudy down to around 50. Back into the low 60s on Wednesday, rain, maybe some thunderstorms in the afternoon. Right now, 47 in Haymarket, 37 in Frederick. We're at 42 degrees here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Weekdays 9 to noon, The Chris Plant Show on Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Keep on fighting. Proud America, keep on loving.
Welcome back to Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spoth. My name is Michelle Wright. Thank you so much for taking some time out of your very busy weekend schedule to join us here. We really appreciate it. Let me go ahead and give you our phone number. It's 800-611-1952. The email, Larry, at retirementprotectionradio.com. Of course, that song you just heard, back from 1969 and CCR's version of Proud Mary. It was the first of five singles that CCR went on to record, and it hit number two on the U.S. chart. Here's a fun fact for you. They had the most number two songs without having a number one hit. I don't know if I'd really like that distinction, but CCR, we all know that song, and I love that version, and I love the Ike and Tina version as well. You know, this weekend, we want to take a little bit of time out to thank those who serve our country. And it's not just this weekend. We want to do that every weekend, every day, because those men and women who are serving allow us to have the freedoms that we currently have. Now, recently, we had the chance to talk with some of the men who were on the ground in Benghazi, Libya, on September 11th of 2012. Mark Oz Geist, Chris Tanto Peranto, and John Tig Tegan wrote the book upon which the movie 13 Hours, The Secret Soldiers of Benghazi is based. Now, we asked, what did they hope to accomplish by releasing this movie?
For me, it's just to honor the four guys that gave their lives. You know, it really wasn't given. A lot of people that read the book, I mean, they felt it, but that's my biggest thing, is just honoring the four guys and the sacrifices that they made.
I want people to walk out of there inspired. The story's inspirational. It's not a negative. Another reason why we did it is to pull it back out of the negativity that you get in with politicians and the mainstream media. You know, there's an underlying tone of God in the movie. So we want to make sure people, if you have faith in God, faith in yourself, you can overcome any obstacle.
And for me, it's along the same lines as both of them. I mean, our country's gotten so polarized, people are more worried about our differences than our similarities. And this is something that both sides of the aisle should be able to get behind, is honor and courage and faith. There was over two dozen people saved that night, and everybody that was on our compound come from diverse backgrounds. We all were able to come together because, one, we knew we had to, but two, is because it was the right thing to do to overcome what some people would say were insurmountable odds.
Now, the book is currently available on Amazon.com, and the movie is out now. And it takes us through the attack on the U.S. Embassy in Benghazi. Now, of course, we know there's a lot of controversy about the decision to fight and help protect those inside because the government ordered the contractors to stand down. But for Oz, Tanto, and Tig, their decision was quite simple.
You know, I think a lot of that just goes to our backgrounds, the training that we've had throughout the military, and then the training that we go through for GRS. And you know you're going to depend on them. You know you can depend on them. There's just never a doubt, especially when it comes down to something like that. When people are trying to kill you, there's only a certain number of people you know that you can truly depend on. You know, that night, it was these five guys.
It says a lot for the military, all the services. Rangers, SEALs, and Marines were all represented. I don't know where the Air Force was. Sorry, Air Force guys. I don't know where you're at.
We love
but,
you anyway.
But that just says a lot for how the training is in the military. It's still very good.
So if you're sitting there and you're wondering how you can help and you want to get more information, there's a charity that the guys have started, and it's shadowwarriorsproject.org. And go ahead, check that out. Check out their charity and see how you can help. Now, Larry, you got a chance to see these guys in person, and it's just amazing what they've been through.
It really is. And, you know, Michelle, I don't normally promote stuff, whether it be movies or anything else, on this radio program. But I had the honor of meeting these gentlemen during our interview, and I was struck deeply by their patriotism and their intense desire to serve America. These are true American heroes that went out, bucked orders to stand down. They risked loss of life to save others and ultimately lost two team members of their own. And, of course, Ambassador Stevens and Sean Smith. There's been a lot of political nonsense played concerning Benghazi, and I'm just saying this. Watch the movie. Watch the movie and see what modern-day American heroes look like. Okay, see what really happened and see what they went through. I'll try to transition out of that into how to capture the American spirit or the American dream. These guys did it, and they suffered for it, and they lost two of their team members. But when it comes to financial freedom, so we're going to transition out a little bit and move over to financial freedom. That's our job, Michelle.
Right.
It's our job to protect our financial freedom. Just sitting there listening to this program or any other radio program that's out there or TV, and if you just sit there and you don't take good, solid financial information, whether it be mine or somebody else's, and act on it, what have you done?
Right.
Nothing. You haven't learned anything. You haven't moved into a better position. You haven't protected your own financial freedom. So you need to do something. I don't think the great majority of people out there are in perfect financial shape. I don't know very many people are, and I don't think I could even really use the word perfect, because maybe there isn't such a thing.
Right.
Right? But we want to get as close to perfect as possible. We want to sail right up to it and look in the front door and say, hey, look, if I can set up my financial house, get it in order so it's as close to perfect as possible, that's what I want to do. And ultimately, if you're able to succeed with that, you're going to enjoy financial freedom throughout the rest of your life and maybe your spouse's life. And maybe some of that will transition to your children and family. It depends on, you know, what your needs and goals are. So what I thought I would do, Michelle, is I like to give examples so people can kind of visualize mm-hmm. what a financial plan looks like.
Right.
Because most people that come in or call me don't have one set up like this. And really, rather than have financial freedom and have control of that, they're kind of owned by it the other way around, like the tail wagging the dog kind
right.
of thing, right?
Right.
So I'm going to give an example, and at the end we're going to talk a little bit about balance, and we can go back and forth a little bit, okay?
Okay.
But so here was a couple that came in. I'm just going to call them Patrick and Jane.
Okay.
And not like everybody, but they had a fair amount of assets, okay, throughout their whole lives. Both were working, both made money, both contributed to IRAs, 401ks, Roths, the whole thing, right? And so they came to me and said, Larry, the husband was the oldest. He was going to retire at 65, and he's 60 now.
Mm-hmm.
So I call 65 the new 55, right?
Right, right.
So those of you retiring at 55, my hat's off to you. But anyways, they said, Larry, you know what we want, based on our debt structure, so we figured that out, we want $96,000 per year, but we want it guaranteed. We don't want to be at the whims of the market. Like, when the market went down these last 2 weeks, we don't want to feel quite so much pain. We want to make sure our income is there for us for the rest of our life. And that's what I call financial freedom. So what we did was we looked at their social securities, all their different assets, and we cut it up into a pattern where we could give them a contractual guarantee of income. So at the end of the day, we had his social security turned on at 65 because that's the way it worked for him. Sometimes you wait. Of course, we all know that. Other times you take it. Depends on taxes and all different things. But we turned on his social security. We turned on one of his Roth annuities. So what is a Roth annuity, Michelle?
Right.
He had a Roth IRA.
Uh-huh.
He rolled it over into this specific index annuity that we're talking about, captured the 10% match, captured 6% on the income rider compounded. But since it was a Roth,
yeah,
it stays a Roth. So we did not lose his tax benefits.
Nice.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what it is what it stays. Okay.
Gotcha.
So we had his social, we had his Roth, then we had another Roth from his wife. So same thing, captured 10% match, 6% growth every year. Then he had an old 401k. So we rolled that over because we wanted to protect it from market losses, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we're indexed. We got that income rider on it. Same deal, 10% match, 6% per year until they turned on income. Then they had an older 401k. It was smaller, but we did the same thing there, 10% match, 6% growth per year. So at the end, when he retired at age 65, we knew contractually guaranteed, pending any changes in his Social Security or anything like that, but we knew his income was going to be $107,000 a year because we put it in place and guaranteed it with this specific hybrid index annuity.
Right.
So that's the income planning part of it. But they said, Larry, we want to make sure, and we all do, we all know this, Michelle,
mm-hmm.
we want to make sure that we have enough income increasing or laddered increasing income throughout the rest of their lives to help offset
mm-hmm.
inflation, healthcare costs, those kinds of things, right?
Right.
So we set in place four other separate individual hybrid index annuities, smaller in nature, but all four of them had income riders. Why? Because they can turn on the income rider whenever they want. So if inflation rears its ugly head and they say, hey, guess what? I need to take a raise. I need an increase in income. It's just sitting there in their back pocket waiting for them to turn it on, sitting there growing at 6% compounded every year. So here's how it played out, Michelle. So if they retire at their goal age of 65, their income I set in place for them was $107,000. Then, of course, they can turn on their other income riders whenever they want. But if they turned them on at age 68, their income went up to $114,000. The next one, if they turned it on at 71, the income went up to $132,000. Then they had another one if they turned it on at age 74. Again, it's their choice. But if they did, their income goes up to $149,000. And then at age 77, we had another one. If they turn it on then, their income goes up to $178,000. So you had laddered guaranteed increases in income throughout life. That is income planning, Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
But they had other assets out there, right? You don't want to put necessarily all your assets, if you have enough, into an annuity. You don't. So they had significant other assets that they wanted to leave in the market. So we moved them over to what I call the asset lock program, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So asset lock's a computer-based program that'll help you move things or activate when the market's going down. So it'll tell us. But what we do with their assets over there is not just give them a 60-40 blend of stocks and equities and hope they do great. We manage it every month. So we're moving back and forth to different asset classes. If you went back to 2007, Michelle, 2008, did you want to be in equities? Did you want to be riding the market down and just be told, hang in there, baby, you'll be fine?
Not at all.
Me either. But people don't realize what tactical asset management is. And so we bring in some of the best money managers in the market, in my opinion, and we formed a team so that we're always reallocating monthly between asset classes. So if you go back to 2007, 2008, guess what? We got out of equities and we got out of real estate, so we missed the majority of the downside of the market. But we were ready to spring back into action and get back into the market when it was moving up.
Right.
So it's impossible to time the market perfectly, but essentially that's what we're trying to do via tactical asset management in that portfolio. So we want to capture the upside as much as we can and eliminate the downside as much as we can. But all the while, we want to have asset lock below that portfolio. Now, that was a lot to put out there, Michelle, but that's how we do income planning. And it's just something you have to come in and learn about and find out about and see if that is the solution to your financial freedom.
Right, because that is the key, is really looking and seeing what tools and strategies really work specifically for you. And when you're looking at income planning, it does comprise a number of things, because it's not, you know, you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. We've heard that analogy for so long. But when you look at that, you really don't want to have to do that, because what happens if you trip and drop the basket? Man, you got no eggs.
There's a mess on the floor, and you got to pick it up. But here's a point I got to make, Michelle.
Uh-huh.
You know, not everybody out there likes annuities like I do.
Right.
And to be honest, I tell people all the time, 98% of the annuities out there, I don't like.
Right. Because you genuinely don't like most annuities out there.
I don't. But there's a couple few specific hybrids that I love in conjunction with tactical asset management. But I always feel like, I know when I retire someday, Michelle, I want to have my base income guaranteed that it can't go away if the market blows up.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. Get that base guaranteed. And if you want more in annuities and we can give you more, better, larger, increased income, great, if that's your thing. But if you're a market-based guy and you want to have that protection and management over there on a daily, weekly, monthly basis, it's a living, breathing animal. That's what we do on that side. So we try to protect from the downside. That's the key.
Right. And really working to protect what you have worked your entire life to accumulate and earn.
Exactly.
You just don't want it to poof, go away. Let me give you the phone number so you can call Larry and the team. Find out about these tools and strategies. Find out if they will work specifically for your scenario. We don't know. We won't know until you call. 800-611-1952. That's 800-611-1952. Feel free to shoot an email over to Larry@retirementprotectionradio.com or go ahead, make that call. 800-611-1952. Now stay tuned. Coming up next on Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spoth, are you in the majority of what you want to do when you retire? Find out. We'll talk about that next.
Sun coming up over New York City.
13 Hours, The Secret Soldiers of Benghazi is the true story of the events that took place on September 11, 2012 at the U.S. Embassy in Benghazi, Libya, where six former soldiers fought for American lives against insurmountable odds.
Hi, I'm Chris Tano-Pirano.
I'm John Tigan Tig.
Hi, I'm Mark Geist Oz. And this is the true story.
13 Hours, The Secret Soldiers of Benghazi.
There's only a certain number of people you know that you can truly depend on. That night, it was these five guys.
See the movie in theaters or get the book. Available now.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
There's an old saying, a goal without a plan is nothing more than a wish. If one of your goals is a comfortable retirement, it's going to take more than just wishing to make it happen. Fortunately, Larry Spoth and the team at Retirement Protection Solutions can help. One of the biggest fears people have about retirement is outliving their assets. But Larry can show you how to set up a stream of income that'll continue through your retirement years. He'll customize a strategy to help you achieve the kind of retirement you deserve. Instead of just wishing, why not take the first step to actually making something happen? Call Larry today at 800-611-1952 and schedule a complimentary retirement review. That's 800-611-1952. Or visit retirementprotectionsolutions.com. And don't forget to join Larry Sunday mornings at 10 for Retirement Protection Radio, right here on WMAL. By contacting us, you may be provided with information regarding the purchase of insurance products, including annuities. Licensed in Virginia, Maryland, and the District of Columbia.
If you have sleep apnea, this isn't a radio commercial. It's a gift. The gift of sleeping in total comfort anywhere you want, thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. Because right now, we'll give you the opportunity to try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now. 1-800-775-1815. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend Mini CPAP, is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound, giving you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Give yourself the gift of sleeping comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-775-1815. That's 1-800-775-1815.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor. Many homeowners are asking how my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team are getting so many homes sold quick and for higher prices. And the answer is simple. Debbie and Sarah are different. This is what separates Debbie and Sarah from all the other real estate agents. They have over 4,100 highly qualified buyers. The Reynolds team with Keller Williams is ranked one of the top real estate agents in the D.C. area, according to the Wall Street Journal. If your home doesn't sell, Debbie and Sarah will buy it at a price agreed upon by both of you. Guaranteed. In writing. Don't lose money. Sarah and Debbie sell homes three times faster and get their sellers more money than the average agent. Get this. Debbie and Sarah just sold a home on Riding Center in Chantilly in 3 days and one on Jackson Hole Place in only 1 week for over the asking price. They can sell your home too. The only ones I would trust to sell my home is Sarah and Debbie Reynolds. Call them now. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Does anybody know how I can get a small business loan fast?
I'm a chef.
I'm a stylist.
I sell tires for your car.
I'm a doc in private practice.
That's my name above that bar.
Rapid Advance.
Help my business grow.
Rapid Advance.
They didn't say no.
Rapid Advance.
I got approval in a day.
Rapid Advance. I got my money right away.
With Rapid, there's no hassles,
no paperwork galore.
You just need to be in business for a year or more.
Dial #250 on your cell phone now and say Rapid Advance to be connected with our expert business advisors. You'll also be sent a text to our website, rapidadvance.com.
Rapid Advance.
They didn't say no. Rapid Advance, they help your business grow.
Dial #250 on your cell phone and say Rapid Advance. That's #250, keyword Rapid Advance.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Welcome back to Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spoth. My name is Michelle Wright. Thank you so much for taking some time out of your very busy weekend schedule to join us here. We appreciate that. That, of course, was Grand Funk Railroad and Locomotion from 1974. That was Grand Funk's biggest hit. Their other number one, We're an American Band. Now, this is the very first year that baby boomers are turning 70. And although there are still 45 million baby boomers in the workforce, a lot of them are starting to retire. AARP did a survey about what this group wants to do once they do stop working, and they found nearly all of them want to travel. Larry, have you found this when you're talking with your clients?
Some want to travel, sure. Some have other goals, et cetera. But here's the biggest retirement trend of 2016, and it may be that people age 65 and older actually are retiring. And you know why my clients are retiring, Michelle?
Why?
Because they can.
Nice.
Here's what we do. The biggest fear is loss of assets or income after retiring, right?
Right.
So my clients have guaranteed income for life via that very specific hybrid index annuity we use with the 10% match, locked in index gains, and 6% compounded annually on the income rider. So we solidify that income part there so that they can retire with confidence. Then we're taking advantage of the asset lock program for that money that wants to be in the market, right? So we want to have that asset allocation model where we're moving in and out of different asset classes continuously, trying to eliminate the downside as much as we can and capture as much of the upside as we can. All the while, our income is guaranteed via that specific hybrid index annuity with the income rider. So it's balance, Michelle. Every week we're going to be talking about balance.
Mm-hmm.
But coming back full circle, I've had so many people come in and look at me and say, wow, I guess I can retire. My income's guaranteed and my asset model over there is going to do great. Let's do it. Let's retire.
So let me give you this phone number so you can find your balance. What does that look like specifically for you? 800-611-1952. That's 800-611-1952. Feel free to shoot Larry an email, larry@retirementprotectionradio.com. Larry, believe it or not, we're at the end of another Retirement Protection Radio program. I know you want to say so long to everybody out there.
Well, I do, and time flies when you're having fun, right, Michelle?
You know.
Thank you so much, Michelle. You know, another week comes to an end for sure, but I think we put a lot out there, and I hope people call in and learn how to get that guaranteed income in place and get that asset class management style working for them, again, to try to capture most of the upside and eliminate most of the downside. So I hope everyone out there has a great week. Thank you, and we'll talk again next week.
You've been listening to Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spoth. For a free personal appointment, call Larry Spoth today at 800-611-1952. That's 800-611-1952. Or visit him online at retirementprotectionradio.com. Tune in next Sunday for more Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spoth right here on WMAL.
The information covered today is designed to provide general information on the subjects covered. It is not, however, intended to provide specific legal or tax advice. It can't be used to avoid tax penalties or to promote, market, or recommend any tax plan or arrangement. You are encouraged to consult your tax attorney or advisor. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurer. Riders may be available at an additional cost. For full details on how life insurance works, including fees, expenses, and costs, contact our office at 800-611-1952.
AssetLock is a portfolio monitoring system which identifies a client's maximum portfolio downside or loss and indicates that immediate action is required in order to limit losses per the client's predetermined risk tolerance.
Hello.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Thank you for a great show.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
In today's tough economy, goodwill of Greater Washington's mission is more critical than it's been in 80 years, and they need your help. When you donate your clothing, household items, computers, or vehicles to Goodwill, your contributions provide job training and employment services to people with disadvantages and disabilities right here in our nation's capital. And Goodwill makes the process easy and convenient. Just stop by any Goodwill-attended donation site or visit dcgoodwill.org for a location near you. That's dcgoodwill.org. Please donate to Goodwill today.
Country music is all about telling the truth, straight from the heart. And that's what this message is about, too. Hi, this is Sarah Evans, and as a member of the American Red Cross National Celebrity Cabinet, I want you to know the truth about the seasonal and H1N1 flu viruses and how to protect yourself and your family. Getting both of the vaccines is the first step, but there's still more you need to do. Wash your hands often with soap and water. If soap isn't available, use an alcohol-based hand sanitizer. Cover your nose and mouth with tissues when you cough and sneeze. Throw tissues in the trash after you use them, and if you don't have a tissue, cough into the bend of your arm. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth, as germs are easily spread to these areas of the body. Disinfect frequently touched surfaces around your home. Finally, avoid contact with people who are sick. And if you're sick, stay home. Learn more at redcross.org.
A public service message from the American Red Cross.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.